is over. Two-week hiatus from now the break is over. DMs are open.
Mm-hmm.
Linnea's Garden Galaxy Cake DMs are open. Books are open.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. I'll say Galaxy
Especially
Cake.
Especially if you're not from Boston.
Ooh, that's a good call. Yes, Galaxy Cake is not selective right now.
part of it is we're still
you
a new
just
band.
Just started playing out. Like,
yeah, we just
this
started
fall.
Playing out. We just recorded our first EP. It's still in the process.
How many shows have you done, Meredith?
I don't know, six? It's not a lot.
Half dozen?
We had a great
like
one
that.
With Girl with a Hawk, yeah, with Linnea's yeah. Garden, Galaxy Cake, back in September. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones, I
How
think.
How cool is Linda Viens, huh?
Like, so good. One of my favorite humans
She's a great,
to ever walk
great
this
person,
earth.
Great person, yes.
Yeah.
Just yeah. brightens my day every time I see her.
Oh, yeah.
Same with you guys, too.
Ah.
Oh.
Same
well,
with
thanks.
You. Same with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, but seriously, Galaxy Cake, hit us up.
Well,
sweet, yeah.
I'd put you in the system if
nice.
I had something on CD.
I know. You'll eat soon enough.
Send
soon
forth.
Galaxy Cake is very
Meredith.
Cool and unique and has awesome songs. And Thank you. Meredith, well, Meredith plays the flute, which is really awesome.
Well, I saw Thank them the you. Other night, and yes, I told her beforehand. I said, I'll have you on my show. If I like you.
And I was like, just you wait.
You have to prove yourself.
But, you know, you're here, so.
Mm-hmm. Made it.
Says something.
It sure does.
You made it. You made it, kid.
Yeah, it's like the rite of passage going on MFO. Play it.
I know.
I climb all the stairs and like.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, like, I remember, like, when I first learned about MFO, I was like, just had graduated college and like Power Slot was starting. It's like, yeah, we play MFO. That's like a thing we do, like to get the live recording so that like we have a demo to send to clubs and like.
Nice. And this show, seriously, I mean, there's shows on here like I won't name names, but they'll say we'll play anything you request, and I'll say I'll play your requests. If I like them.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not going to play something I don't like.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's your prerogative.
Right.
As you should.
My show, my rules.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'm told I have good taste, so, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here for 15 years if I didn't.
Yeah.
Nice. That's quite the tenure.
Right. So, what's going on this weekend, guys? What are you doing after this?
The Plow and Stars. Randy Black is playing.
Oh,
We're
no
meeting
kidding.
Up with our other friend who's in town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Randy, I heard he's going out with Paula Worsley.
Ah, we are talking about the gossip on this show.
Why? I'm not supposed to say that?
No, I don't know the level of secrecy. But yeah, I knew that was the case.
Well, he
yeah.
spilled it.
No.
Well, no one told me it was a secret. Paula told me. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Love Paula and Randy.
Paula used to be part of this show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she, she was...
I've just always known her forever. I don't know, like, where I met her. Like, just, like, you know, from shows. Like.
Well, Mike Stewart was, like, a sidekick on this show.
Yeah, I know him.
He brought Paula on, and she was here for, I don't know, 6 months or something, and then moved on.
Nice.
But, yeah, I saw her at the big show at Brighton Music Hall the other night.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, me and Randy are an item now. I was like, no way. That's pretty cool. You
so
know?
Cool. Yeah. I love it. Like, you know, if you can find something, you know.
Yeah, both really
beautiful.
Cool people. That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it. There can't be anything bad by saying it.
There's so many just amazing people in this scene. And I know... almost all of them through Linnea or through Holly.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just been a, you know, I'm very new to this, but it's been a very...
I think
How
so.
Long have you two known each other?
Is it a decade now?
It's been a
11,
while.
12?
No.
2012?
No, because I didn't start grad school till 2014.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so it's 2014 or 2015 when we met. We met in grad school. We worked in the same lab.
Mm-hmm.
And then I... you know, lured her into my dangerous punk rock ways. gradually. It took almost 10 years, but she has a band finally. I'm so proud.
Oh my god, thank you.
When did you start up, Linnea? Like, when did Power Slut start?
In 2012, together. That was like when I graduated college, and you know, I just was like, I'm gonna join three bands.
Interesting.
And that's, like one of them. That's like, when, I started
that's,
Power
when
Slut.
That's when I got a band together. 2012. At the same time.
Really? Not like before that?
No.
Oh.
No.
Cool.
I know I'm an old dude, but I started late.
Right on. I mean, it's never too late. It's like you're never too awkward. Like. You know, screw normative life. Like,
right. Well, I
try to avoid normative life as much as possible.
I was DJing first, and on the radio, I said, you know what? And I was just like, you know what? I could do this.
You can do it.
I was like, and I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna do that. I was saying it on the radio. And people who are calling in going, yeah, you could do that, Brian. I was like, I go, hey, who's going to be my guitarist? And people start calling in. That's like how I started the band right here. You
that's
know?
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. Like, you know, it just shows, like, you could find bandmates, like, so many different ways. And, like, I mean, it's just exciting to organically meet people. Like, you know, how, you know, when I was at Power Slut and Corner Soul and we met them. We met Corner Soul through the Rock and Roll Rumble, and it was just like, oh my god, I met my musical soulmate, like, with hands and stuff. It was like, wow, like, I can't believe, like, just coming to this event that, like, I always came to for, like, 10 years, and then, like, getting to finally be part of it, and, like, this happened. It's, like, so life-changing. It's, like, it's just, like, the coolest.
Yeah.
If I could bring people into that, then
I actually
know,
thought you. I thought you started a lot earlier than 2012.
Well, I was playing, but it was like I didn't have bands like really that were like serious or playing out. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was like under 21, so I was like, "What are you gonna do?"
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're younger than I thought.
Yeah, maybe.
Not that you look it. I mean, you look really young, but I think it's because of. You're sophisticated,
I hang
right?
out with a lot of older people.
Your sophisticated writing style.
So here's
I guess.
The thing. I went to a friend's birthday who was around my age the other day, and most of the group was. And, you know, I dropped a truth bomb. I was like, you know, I usually prefer to hang out with people who are older than me because by then it's like you know who you are. You are rejecting the expectations of society, and there's just no BS left, you know? It's like, you're done with all that. You're not worried about that anymore. And it's like, I'm just trying to, like, you know, shortcut to that level. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's hear a live one.
All right, let's do it.
You ready?
No.
Y'all ready for this?
No.
All right, we'll turn down.
All right, I'll do Comeback. This we'll is turn, also off the EP.
We'll turn down the Jack Nietzsche.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Sewing a stitch in my ride, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness weighed. Last calls and long hours restrained, enthralled and mouthing all the words. With your mouth up wide like you came, don't you know that you were made for the stage? And I wish that I could leave and I could come back so I could be there in the day. Come back, come back. Distortion on my guitar, scattering dust on the floor. There's Francis coming along, blonde hair and coke in the jar. If Terry's climbing the pole, downstairs and changing the pulse, then Marfred's holding us all, enthralled with starlight with no words. You look perfect with your mouth open wide like you can. So I could be there in the day. line and shaking the cold. Mess up among the unknown. Our Thursday best at the Church of Michelle. How did it go? Monira said with a joke. Well, of course I went home. Of course I misspoke. Shining the hours to gold. Unfolding mirrors in the dark. Preserving character arcs. Enthralling, waiting for the words. Come back.
Great stuff, Linnea.
Thank you. I love playing that song.
Some trivia about that one. I thought I was going to be late, and so I was like running to Linnea's house with that song in the background in my earbuds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very much running song. Like, yeah, it's inspired by this experience I had, like, running, listening to Black Moth Super Rainbow. Like,
who?
Did I get the name wrong?
Black Moth Super Rain?
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. Check them out, too.
Yeah, I gotta look them up now. Kids with your crazy bands.
You gotta be Gilman Terra's Party Dream.
Now I'm gonna call you a kid.
Oh, yeah.
No, I call you a kid. Now I'm gonna be calling you a kid. Black Moth Super Rain.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
What a name.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very trippy. The track is Hairspray Heart.
I noticed you mentioned cocaine in that last song. Are the kids still doing that?
No, I'm talking about Coca-Cola. Oh, see, obviously.
Okay, so you guys, have you plugged everything you want? Web pages?
Just make sure to look up and check out Linnea's Garden and Galaxy Cake on Instagram. We're on Facebook too. And then, Linnea's Garden on Spotify. Check out Mirrors. And if you want to buy it, you can buy it on Bandcamp too.
Buy it!
Linneasgarden.bandcamp.com. And then our handle for all the social media stuff is Linnea's Garden Band. And then what's the Galaxy Cake one? Remind me.
Yeah, we're just Galaxy Cake or Galaxy Cake Band.
Cool.
Or Galaxy Cake Boston. I don't know. I don't remember. Because that's what Holly handles all that stuff. But if you look up Galaxy Cake Boston, you'll find us.
Holly. What a gal.
I know. She's the best.
Holly Rock.
Yeah.
I think I met her, did I?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone
knows Holly.
Yeah. So she's... It's
woman
funny.
About town.
Yeah, she knows everybody. She supports everybody. She's just kind of the best. And
yeah.
And she loves writing these like lyrical bass lines that are just
so
like...
So she's your bassist.
Yeah, she's our bassist. I don't think she realizes how good they are sometimes. Or she's just being modest. But I'm like, that's harmonizing with the vocal in this fun
way.
Oh, I
remember Holly. Blonde hair, straight blonde hair.
Yeah. And then our guitarist, Molly, she's kind of like this...
Holly and Molly.
Holly and Molly.
Get that.
Holly and Molly.
You need
cute.
To use that.
I know. I will now. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Molly's she's kind of this like
Holly
a
Molly.
90s grungy guitar kind of sound. And then a super chill Kristen, super chill drummer. And then I'm just on weird and wacky lyrics.
You got like,
and
you
vocals,
got change, you
like
got change
two different types of flutes.
Yeah.
You got to change your name to Dolly.
Train whistle.
So it can be Holly, Molly, and Dolly.
And then. Kristen. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Polly
with Meredith.
Polly and Dolly.
Polly and Dolly.
Yeah. And then the band's called the Ollies.
Christmas.
Exactly. The band's called the Ollies.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I'll take you out with another track from Mirrors.
Cool.
Which one?
Let's go with number 4, since that's the only one that we haven't covered today. Class. Seeds.
Class.
There'll be a quiz on this later. Oh, yeah, and come find us at the Plowin' Stars. 4 p.m. Randy Black.
Oh, yeah.
So no, that's cover, where we'll be next if you want to stalk us. No cover.
You started talking about that. Randy Black and who else? What's going on there?
It's just Randy Black's, like, residency. Okay. First Saturday. Plowin' Stars. Central Square.
What time?
4 p.m. to 6 p.m. No cover.
If you
really fun tunes. Yeah. We'll be holding court.
Come ask me what I think about Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson.
Oh.
Because I got a whole thing for this.
Oh, do we have time?
Yeah.
That's everyone's first question.
You must be an Ian Anderson fan.
It's like he was cued to ask. Okay. Real talk here.
Do you rub elbows like him instead of shake hands?
That's a thing.
So
yeah, that's his thing.
This is pre-COVID.
way before COVID, he used to do. They thought he was weird because he'd shake elbows.
It's funny. It's just there are as many ways to play the flute as there are ways to play the guitar, right? And not everyone has to play guitar like Hendrix. Everybody's got their own voice, and that's the same with flute and other woodwinds. And it's just not my influence.
Instruments.
Yeah. It's just not my... Jethro Tull's not my influence. I have others.
Some people copy. Other people gather data from the world. Like scientists, because we are, you know, and they form their own unique product instead of copying others.
Mm. I like it.
Like Meredith.
Very good.
Not knocking them. It's just not where I'm coming from.
I hate whistling.
I can't whistle either.
what's even worse is whistling Jethro Tull. Mm. What did you say? Number 4?
Number 4.
All right.
This is called Seeds.
Well, thank you guys very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And
likewise.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Your songs are awesome, and I will start next week's show with one of your tunes.
Yay!
And get me some Galaxy Cake as soon as you can.
We recorded at Galaxy Park.
Perfect.
No kidding.
Yeah, so good. Shout out to Richard. He's a beast. And
Where's Galaxy Park?
Salem.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful time. He kept us on track. We have a lot of funny footage coming out of that, which will drop along with the EP. I don't know, early next year when we can get it all together.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
That'll be great. Guys. I can't wait to hear it.
We'll have a fabulous time tonight. Say hi to Randy and Paula.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, guys. Thank you. What's the name of number 4?
Seeds.
Seeds. Here you go. Linnea's Garden on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's go.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. That's something I, when I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight and maybe a little further out if we feel like it. And Linnea and Meredith may,
That's the right one.
They may add in if they want.
We do.
They're still hanging out. Let's see. Saturday, the 2nd, Triple B Records presents the final America's Hardcore Fest with Negative Approach, Slapshot, Mind Force, Gridiron, Fury, Shipwreck, Spy, wow, a lot of bands, COA, Restraining Order, Buried Alive, Adrienne, Best Wishes, C4, Combust, Missing Link, Wildside, Wreckage, Vantage Point, and more. TBA. To be announced? Is that what TBA? What's TBA?
To be announced.
Small Mart Holiday Market at the Crystal Ballroom from 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. For a curated
market. That doesn't sound right.
What?
4 a.m.?
11 a.m.? No, what did I say?
You said, I think you said 4 a.m.
Let me start over. Small Mart Holiday Market at the Crystal Ballroom. You guys make me nervous. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on December 2nd for a curated market featured 40 plus of all of our favorite local artisans, vintage markers, and more. FB page is there to click on, and RSVP and Eventbrite here. That's something else to click on. Tickets not needed for entry. I don't know what I'm. Go ahead and check it out.
You can buy holiday presents for people that made by local Boston artists.
Okay, so it made sense to Meredith.
Yeah. Meredith is also a local Boston artist, incidentally.
Thank you for plugging me. Cat Wizard Glass, I blow glass.
Oh, really?
And I make glass beaded jewelry. Come check me out. I also teach at Noka Glass School if you ever want to learn how to blow glass.
That's very cool.
Thank you. Come hang out.
The Hammer Party with Black Helicopter, Spiller, George James, T-Maze. That's at the Midway, I guess, tonight.
Nice.
Glowbox's 10th anniversary, along with Tad Overbaugh and the late arrivals, and Sunshine Riot. That's at the Square Root tonight.
Square Root. Love that spot.
The Swell Tune Records Holiday Shindig with the Rockasonics. That's at 8 p.m. All ages at Faces in Malden tonight. Also tonight, Buffalo Tom at the Paradise. No kidding. I might have to play some Buffalo Tom, huh?
Yep.
Hammered Saint at Parkside Lounge in New York City.
Ooh, there you go.
It's a long haul, but it's
New
worth
York
it.
Friends, come through. Hammered Saint is awesome.
We have New Yorkers listening to the show.
Nice. Definitely go see them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
The Hassle Christmas Flea and Art Market is at the Cambridge Community Center on Calendar Street off Western Ave.
That is a great event.
Yeah, and there's a Facebook page. Oh, that's Sunday. That's tomorrow.
Oh, I'll go to that. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Check it out.
I did that event as a vendor. It's really great. Really well run. There's a lot of stuff you can get. And you're supporting local and small, so do it.
Also tomorrow, Triple B Records presents America's Hardcore Fest Day 2 with Negative Approach, Slapshot, Spy, Restraining Order, Wildside, Grand Scheme, C4, Vantage Point, all ages, $30. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying prices on here.
No, you're not. It's one of the 9 words you can't say.
That's tomorrow, 5 p.m., Middle East Down. Also tomorrow, the Chelsea Curve, State of the Union.
Oh, yeah.
They're buddies of
Love
ours.
Love them.
Their bassist used to be our bassist.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Totally got sick of us. DJ Sherman, also, at the Worthen Attic. We're just talking about that place, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lowell, come through.
Yeah, Meredith is playing there, right?
Yeah.
We'll go a little further out. Thursday. Ooey at the Buoy. Stop Calling Me Frank. The Gypsy Moths. That's at Notch Brewery in Brighton, 7 to 10 p.m. And there's a Facebook page. Friday, Heavy Holiday Party. Am I supposed to say Heavy Holiday Party? No. At New Alliance Studios. Wrong and Miracle Blood will be playing nice. 7 to 11 p.m. Check the FB page for updates on the artists showing.
Cool. That sounds great. New Alliance is always a really good time. I mean, that's where we record, so. And it's fun to go to parties in that space.
Mm-hmm. I love your comments on these.
She knows all the places.
So I'll go on, because there's also Girl with a Hawk.
Yeah. I knew this was coming. I just got tickets. So
Girl
excited.
With a Hawk CD release party with Cold Expectations and USM at the Burren Friday night.
Nice.
December 8th. Go see it.
Also holding court there for sure.
It's early, so I'm probably going to do that and then go to New Alliance for real.
Check it out. Haven't heard from these guys in a while. Axe Monkey and Friends.
Yes.
At
Love
the Square Root next Friday. Oh, what am I going to go see? I don't know. I'm confused.
Kathy's awesome.
Also Friday, Huck 2.
So
Gretchen
much.
Shea.
Oh, hang on.
In the middle eight.
Friday's killing me. There's like so many friends playing.
And Kia Caustic.
Ah,
at Kodo Underground, Salem.
So much. Nice.
And there's much, much more, but I'll tell you about that next Saturday. You can go check it out for yourself. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. I guess I got to find Buffalo Tom now, huh? I don't have anything queued up. Oh, we can play Warren Zevon. He's not local, but I got him queued.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like that's what you want to do.
No, I'm looking at you. I'm going to make this heavy decision, Linnea.
I like that Headlights Fade and Sun. I really do. I really like that one. But whatever you want.
By Zevon?
No, the Buffalo Tom song.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
I don't know. It's a big one. Whatever their big hit was, I like that one.
I wasn't a huge fan, so I don't...
I can look it up now.
I'll find it.
Thing.
Is that
Everyone's
what it's called?
Like, who is this dumb person who doesn't know the name of any song?
I'm a DJ and I didn't know what you're talking about.
Tail Lights Fade. Yeah, I'm like, it's number one. It's whatever the number one song is. Headlights, yeah.
She can tell you the name by singing it. That's about
it. I got it.
Lights Fade. That one.
I'm the DJ. I should know.
They played the Town and City Fest. I was like, oh, I know this song. And then it was like, are they covering it? No, it was the guy. It was the guy from Buffalo Tom. And I'm just, like, not in the know because, like, I wasn't around. So I wasn't around Boston.
Well, let's see if I feel really stupid and totally know it right now.
You do.
I'm not afraid to The same. some people say that less is foul. I read the press like a two-bit howl. And a thing while doing, it's worth overdoing. That's our mission to get myself in blue. Hey, boss. Say that less is foul, but I'd rather be like Shah Jagabar. I have a pain in your ass, I am a whale of God. I don't want to put the ball in flamboyant. Be ball flamboyant. Be ball flamboyant. Law jogging, talk about my makeup, talk about my lipstick. I have my hair done by Super Chick. Hey, boss, flamboyant. Yeah. Hey, boss, flamboyant. Yeah. Gotta tell you now, B. Hey, boss, flamboyant. Yeah. Hey, boss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, if there wasn't already enough to choose from to do next Friday night, if you're looking for something to do closer to the South Shore, the greatest South Shore venue, Magic Room, has an international act next Friday. Shift too low. Push the engine without overworking it. Relinquish control just enough to scare, but not too scary. Trust the grip. This is shift too low. What happens when a bunch of global transplants meet in Massachusetts to drive the music? I guess you'll have to find out. And go to the Magic Room. Magic Room presents Shift Too Low, Friday, December 8th, 2023, 7 p.m. to 11:59. Norwood, Mass. Check it out. All right, that's it for me. I'm back next week, 1 p.m. A crash course for the Ravers. I'm not sure what's up next. I know Vin Magazzini should be here at 4. I'll be back next week at 1 p.m. Saturday. Hope to see you. Thank you, Linnea. Thank you, Meredith. Great music. Thank you, all my listeners. Until next time, see ya!